Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to another afternoon edition of the Chaser Report for Tuesday, the 30th of November. I'm Lachlan.
And I'm Gabby.
And we're continuing our wonderful week of the Podcast Awards. This time we're joined by another one of our competitors for Best Comedy, the hosts of Housewarming. It's Nat Demena and Marty Smiley.
They are a crack up.
So funny.
Most of the time during that interview, I could not keep myself together.
There is a point where Gabby actually just didn't get to talk because she was wheezing.
I was weeping. We also do a bit of bargaining about the award. We've been trying to get people to get on our team in an alliance. Well, I say we, I mean Lachlan, but
I'm on the grind. I'm trying to find someone who's going to stick with me.
And I haven't really got the heart to tell him that this isn't really how professional networking works, but it's quite an interesting chat. So make sure you stick around for after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
All right, we're here with half of the Housewarming podcast. Thank you, Nat Demena, for rocking on up. Where is your co-host?
He is struggling with parking at the moment, but half of us are here and really the best half and the only half you need.
Well, I mean, that sort of sums up the idea of what it's like to be in a share house. You know, you can't always account for where everyone is, which is what your podcast is
flawless
about.
Flawless segue, Lachlan.
For starters, you're keeping tabs on where your housemates are at any given time.
I still say goodnight to Xander every day. And I only just got pulled up for apparently that's weird. What is your podcast, Nat?
It's a podcast for a generation of frustrated renters that have been locked out of the property market. And, you know, they just need a place to vent, you know. We started this podcast at the beginning of the first lockdown and, you know, everyone was spending a lot of time with their housemates and it was getting really bad for some people. You know, some people having a great time. And, you know, there was never really a space to have those kinds of discussions or conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. And what's it called?
It's called Housewarming.
Yeah.
Great on Spotify, name. Apple Podcast. Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts.
All the podcast places.
That's what we've been finding really difficult is like, where do I say to find it? Do I say Spotify? That's not very inclusive. How do I account for everyone?
I think you have to name each and every single one in order of importance.
Yeah. Go off. We'll be here for 5 hours. Pandora.
iHeartRadio.
It's always that one person who's like, actually, I use Pocket Casts and I can't help but feel like we were left out. Yeah. So, you know, you guys talk all about share housing and the experiences there. How did that podcast come to exist?
As I said, like at the start of the first lockdown, Marty and I were kicked out of our first share house because landlord wanted to move back in.
Oh, brutal.
And Marty actually found out when he was away in South America and the landlord said, you better move out 3 days after you get back. Otherwise, I'm going to be throwing out all your stuff.
You're joking.
Wow. It was ridiculous.
That's shocking.
Yeah. And then we had to, you know, he went through the whole, you know, legality of it
The tenancy board.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, you have 90 days, got a bit of time, moved out, and then started the podcast shortly after that. It was sort of like a revenge on our landlord.
Good.
Look, I think there's no better type of revenge than creating a
something that takes up so much of my week.
Yeah. Here he is.
Oh, well.
He made it.
Here he comes.
Look who's rocked on.
About time.
Oh.
Sorry, we started without you.
The king's here.
What are you guys doing in here?
We're now joined by none other than Nat's co-host, Marty Smiley. Marty, thank you for finding your way through the maze of parking and joining us.
Thanks for having me. You're not Chaz Lucidello.
No, the Botox has gone away.
Oh,
hey, Gabby.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Sorry
about parking.
Fashionably late. even in audio form.
So Nat was just talking about how your podcast came to be in existence and this horrible experience with your landlord. Mm. When you started making this podcast, did you have like, was it, I mean, you were saying it was kind of a revenge tactic, but did you sort of decide to make it broader or did you start off by being like, we are going to murder our landlord? Like, how did it sort of come about?
Well, yeah, revenge is a feeling that doesn't last forever.
Poetic.
Like, if you've done the revenge, like after you keep doing it, then it's just sinister. Like,
yeah. Revenge is a dish best served cold, but what happens to cold things? They get lukewarm.
Yeah.
They get not pleasant anymore.
Like a house.
Well, and you've got the law of diminishing returns, which means that every single time you need to get more revenge, you've got to do something more drastic.
That's so right.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's now just like aggression. It's like it's several stages of it. And we send our aggression towards, you know, a whole generation now of just boomers, you know, of even – I think a lot of the time it doesn't get mentioned, but Gen Xers, they're entering that, you know – field now where we should be directing our anger towards them. We should say, okay, you guys are getting into the property market now.
Yeah.
Why don't you think about leaving us a room in that house?
Just one room.
A fridge.
Where for boomers, you're like, can you give us your second house?
Yeah.
Mm, mm. I feel like now it's not only just getting revenge on your landlord, but it's become a very visceral thing where your audience and your fans and your guests as well can sort of come on and have a bitch about their landlords. Mm. But it's a well-deserved bitch, and you guys facilitate that very well.
It's very much, it's kind of sad but kind of brilliant because it's just such a shared trauma amongst anyone under the age of 30 now. Like, I feel, I don't know anybody who doesn't have a nightmare renting story, which is... So I just love hearing it. I love hearing other people's stories and going, oh, I've been there.
I think the most disappointing thing is that our audience who's listening to this right now are going, what are all these kids complaining about? I've only got three houses. No, they should just stop eating avocado toast and it'll all be fine. We have a very old audience.
So
and I like your approach of alienating them as much as possible.
This is it. We've actually, I think this is probably the average age has never been so low right now, people in this room. Well, so what you guys do really well is giving an opportunity for your listeners to share these stories. But you guys also come with solutions, don't you? You guys, whether or not you acknowledge it, are now the share house gods. You know everything there is about share housing. Mm. And so Gabby and I kind of thought, like, I've just moved into a share house with Xander, who's right behind you. Mm-hmm. Gabby has been...
Is that, that weird guy just looking at us?
Yeah, like, the really peasant-y looking kind of...
Does he work here?
Yeah.
No, sometimes. Only when he wants to. We've both been in share house experiences. Gabby's got a ton of horror stories from her time in share houses. Gabby, if you'd love to unload onto them.
You want to hear what, like, a current book? One? Okay, yeah. So for the last...
If there's a dilemma, like, you know, obviously we'll try to work it out.
Yeah, great. Oh, this is great because honestly, I've talked about this so many times on different podcasts. I'm yet to hear a solution. Okay.
So are you looking for comfort or solution?
Whatever you guys feel. Okay, I'm happy to accept any and all responses. So for the last 6 or so months, I've been renting a house in the Inner West, as you do. Mm-hmm. Classic. Mm-hmm. Go for the vibes. And my neighbor directly behind us plays subwoofer bass for hours on end at any given time of any day.
I see no issue here.
No. Is that...
Oh, no.
At first I was cool with it.
You just need to get down with the party.
I don't understand. That's the kind of frequency that you want to be at constantly. I don't understand.
I can relate, except for the fact that it's like 8 in the morning till about 9 p.m. at night some days, and I get to a point around 7 p.m. where I want to tear my eyeballs out of my eye socket and throw them across a wall and hope that maybe that will make me not feel anything ever again.
Are you like a pretend musician? What? I thought that you do like music. That's what I got from your social media. Maybe I'm wrong.
This is less like music and more like what I imagine a whale hears when the sonar vibes are going out. It's just like a pulse. It kind of feels like I got like an organ rattle that I didn't ask for. So I've tried talking to them personally. Right. I've tried talking to them again personally. Right. I've tried talking to them a third time personally. Mm-hmm. And every time I say, hey, mate, no problem with the music, it's just the subwoofer you got going on. It is like ripping through our house at all hours of the day. Mm. If you could just turn that part down.
They're not shooting fat pizza great. Next door.
Don't think so. And every time the neighbor's like, oh, yeah, no worries. And then they just don't do anything.
They don't do anything about it.
Mm. So I've kind of just gone, oh, this is my life now. Right. I just live like this. Well, no
what
peace.
Is it, what is it you're doing at those specific times that it's disturbing?
Oh, you know, like, I mean, well, through lockdown I was trying to work,
which
is pretty rough. Although then again, I'm bold to call this job work. and then sometimes it'll be at nighttime when, you know, you're trying to sleep. The other night, last week, Wednesday, I woke up to it at 2:30 in the morning and it played from 2:30 a.m. till 7 a.m.
Oh, boy. Subwoofers next door, I always think it's like a party I'm not invited to.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be my main thing is I would be like, damn, that sounds like a lot of fun.
So should I just
why aren't I invited?
I think it's a matter of competition, right? Because you know how when you're walking down the street and you see like a car with a bunch of boys and they got the loud music,
yeah,
and you're like,
yeah,
God, they're so loud. How annoying.
Yeah, and loudest music, tiniest penises.
You find yourself in a car with loud music and you're like, this is sick.
The life.
This is dope. I think what you need to do is get a subwoofer of your own.
Right.
Drown him out.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and,
my suggestion.
And if my landlord complains about that, like I should just chill. He lives around the corner because of course he does.
Your landlord only has one way to interact with that kind of situation, and that's then he needs to get more speakers.
Right. So the whole street,
the whole suburb,
should just get some subs going.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Make it a street fiesta.
Yeah. And I suppose things get getting shut down all the time in terms of like nightclubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we should just make our own. Okay.
Party.
All right. I'm up with it. I'll get my finest bum bag and my cleanest Eckies, and I will.
Yeah.
Start a start.
Have you got any Oakley wraparound sunnies?
Do. They're not Oakley. They're definitely just wraparound sunnies. But they do the job. Light refracting bad boys.
Can you just give me your I have an issue with my neighbor like voice? Like how did you go up to
time I've always been a believer of like you trap more bees with honey than with vinegar, right? So when the first time I saw them, I was like, hey. Please don't be afraid. Don't know why you would be.
Why would
me? Don't be afraid.
Why would they be afraid?
I don't know, because when I answer the door to strangers, I'm like, what the fuck's about to happen? Don't be afraid. That music, I know it doesn't seem like it's probably very loud to you, but it's just because their house is slightly above ours as well as on a slight hill. It just rips through our house and like we're trying to work from home and all of us are stuck inside.
Nah, I hate it already.
And then
it's
he
a
was,
buzz
yeah.
If you're coming with that.
You're too kind. Listen.
You're too kind.
You attract flies with honey. You attract flies with honey, but you attract the most flies with a piece of shit. Okay? you gotta go in with the worst attitude.
Lead with confrontation.
Yeah. People can't stand it.
How much would you guys take if I paid you to go around there?
Yeah. We have been asked to do intervene in many situations.
Our calls.
Forget the tenancy rental board.
Collectors. We've been asked to be fake landlords. Look, we all have a price.
Put fuck it that way. The unions. Get these guys on it. Whenever rental stuff goes past to the point of legal, you too.
Put it this way, it pays better than the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
Speaking of podcasts, though, flawless segue.
Speaking of podcasts on this podcast.
You guys are nominated for Best Comedy Podcast against
Wait,
us.
Wait, what?
At the
no,
pod, at
are
the
you serious?
Yep.
Yes!
You fucking did
oh
it.
Oh my God. What? Why did nobody tell me?
Shut up. We were choosing costumes last one.
What have you guys landed on? Because we've got no idea what to wear.
Yeah, we've been asking all of the other nominees what they're wearing.
Oh,
we
no, there's
no
a theme
clue.
This year. You guys didn't hear about it?
Oh, there's a theme?
Yeah, it's superhero. It's superhero. What is it?
It's aliens. Aliens. You got aliens. You got to dress up like
so you future. Got, yeah.
Oh. So you got to dress up like it's like a very convoluted theme. It's like movies in the past that predicted how the future would look like.
Like Mars Attacks.
So you got to dress like the Jetsons.
Future. Yeah. You got to dress like the future from the past.
Anyway, looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys there.
I've got a whole lot of holographic pants. So yeah. I think it's nice to iron them out.
Nice. Back to the future. Yeah. Good shit.
Bring Xander because he looks like an alien.
Fucking yeah. Paul, he gets bullied so much on this podcast.
As the person who lives with him, it's all deserved. what are your guys, because obviously we're up against each other and Gabby and I have been taking mental notes for what we need to steal from your podcast to make our podcast better.
Got it.
But have you guys got any plans for, you know, your acceptance speeches or bribing the judges?
Well, look, a lot of people might go down the bribing route, but I prefer extortion. Get something on them. Blackmail. That's the way to go. It's the only way to make sure someone follows through.
What have you got on us?
It's not you, it's the judges.
Oh, the judges, right. I thought you were saying your competitors. I want to hear the judges.
You guys competitors? Yeah, yeah. I don't think hardly. So.
What about Hamish Nanny, though?
We've been pulling up dirt on all the competitors all this time.
Yeah, whoops.
Because we're up against...
What, are you going to submit it in a letter?
Yeah. Like, you're trying to Stephen Bradbury the Australian Podcast Awards?
Plan was to turn up on the night and be like, all right, Hamish, I've seen Caravan of Courage. You don't want that footage going out anymore.
He's like it's all on YouTube, dude.
You guys are trying to be the Italian guy who won the Tour de France after coming 11th because everybody doped.
that implies
that's true. We are doping. Yeah. So.
Well, what's the doping equivalent in podcasts? Because if anyone needs to know, it's clearly
us.
I
think it's just weed, is it not?
I think every podcast is smoking weed, though, so it's a level playing field.
I think clearly we're not very clear on what direction we're going.
We've got no idea what we're doing. All right, well, if extortion and blackmail aren't going to work, can we make an alliance?
I see.
All right. We'll join forces.
Okay, what are the parameters of this alliance?
So the parameters are if and when you guys go up on stage to do your acceptance speech, what do we have to do to get a shout out in the middle
in
of
our
your
speech.
Acceptance speech?
You know what?
Everything does have a price.
I'll offer an alternative, okay? Offer an alternative, all right? If we win... And we get asked to go on stage to do an acceptance speech.
Yeah.
You two go up in our place. And do our speech for us.
Okay, fantastic. I'm sold.
I mean, I'm up for it.
Well, I've already planned on getting up there and pretending to be Chris Lilly. So this is nothing new.
That's good. I think you should just do that for anyone. Like, you should just go to get up.
Every single award
whoever
that
gets
is handed
it, go
out.
To get up.
Yeah, best investigative journalism award, we get up.
Get up.
Best health and well-being. Done.
Best sex and relationship.
It's not that far out of like the Chaser's wheelhouse, right?
I suppose it's not.
Just stunts and shit. Like,
I have
just
a feeling we should hire these guys.
It's stunts and shit.
Stunts and shit. That's actually what we have written on our pitch documents. Well, I thought that would be a lot harder. Usually we have to kind of offer something, but these guys are like, nah, fuck it.
To be honest, the reason why Nat's doing that is he thought what we should do this year is not go.
It would be so rockstar to just not turn up.
He should totally go. We'll
he
be
wants
friends.
To be an absentee winner.
All right, look, if
that's
I go.
That's his ultimate. That's what Nat strives for in his life is just shading everyone that comes in his path. So if he wins...
I'm sorry, I know. I only shade the ones I don't respect.
It's beneath him that he wins.
I'm sorry, but awards mean very little to me. It's the responses and the messages from our lovely fans that really hit home and mean the most to me. So whether we win the award or not, it really doesn't change anything.
If we win, it's for the rental market.
That's all it is. Is there prize money?
I don't think so.
We have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's just a box of favourites.
That's right. Upsetting.
Which you also must pay for.
On exit.
You have to go to Coles and get it and you claim it back on tax.
It's the podcast awards. It is the brokest awards show in Australia. And comparing it to the Logies, that is saying something.
The question is, what will you do for us?
Offer you. What do you guys
want? If you win.
Name your price.
Mm.
Actually, I have got an offer. Giles Firth comes on this show. He's always bragging about how he owns houses.
That's
and
not
how
true.
He's
not
market.
Bragging about it. He comes on and he's like, so I had a massive issue with my new stove the other day. And I was like, you can buy appliances that get fitted to the walls of your home. That's nice. That is What's a big that
flex.
Like?
That's an X flex.
Yeah, I know.
So our offer to you, clearly, is we get Charles to buy you a house.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not saying
yeah,
that.
We're not saying no.
But I feel like, you know,
yes,
that's a pretty even deal.
That's huge. This is, as his workers, you are contractually obliged to follow through on this. Yeah. Now, verbal contracts are
easy. You guys can sue us for defamation now.
It's on record. Yeah. It's on record.
All right, there you go, Charles. Thanks, get Charles. That checkbook ready. Regardless of whether you guys go or not, though, surely, after party, your house.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Sure. We can make that happen. We can make that happen.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Come through. Come through.
All right. If you guys like the sound of that, if you think that the solutions that were offered to Gabby were very helpful.
I think they were great.
Make sure you give a listen to Housewarming. It's on all your podcast places.
Yeah, right. You gave that a bit of flip. Housewarming.
And stay tuned for next year after they win and they have bungalow warming. It'll be great. Cheers, Charles Firth.
Listen to Housewarming. Follow us on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Nat Demeanor.
Okay.
If you want to see some stand-up, I've got some stand-up comedy dates at
Fuck
the end of the year.
What about you?
Marty Smiley.
At Marty Smiley. Yeah, but follow us on our podcast. Get listening. We hope that you'll have fun.
All right, boys. May the best share house-based podcast win.
Amen. Cheers to that.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Chaser Report. More news, less often.
Well, our house is seasonably warm, isn't it, Lachlan? Thank you so much, Nat Demeanor and Marty Smiley, for being the absolute dynamic duo behind the Housewarming podcast.
Fantastic stuff having them on. Make sure you give their podcast, Housewarming, a listen wherever you find your podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And look, even though they're our competitors, I'm feeling a bit chummy. I'm feeling a bit more confident about going to this award show on Thursday.
Well, now that we've got them thinking about going and Big are going, I think it's going to be fun for us socially, but I am getting worried for our business model.
Yeah, yeah.
Because both of those podcasts, very strong.
We've got our work cut out for us, that's for sure.
We might actually have to get good at this podcasting thing.
Not if I can help it.
Oh my God. Our gear is from Rode Microphones and we're part of the Acast Creator Network. See you, bye.
Beat you.
Nah, I beat you first.